This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Your dial is set to Sonny Skidmore's favorite national broadcast. Sonny Skidmore is the owner of KLID, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And I know that this is her favorite national broadcast. And we're broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen to USA Prepares as you travel, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Werner Bach is with us in New Brunswick, Canada. Welcome, Werner.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning to your listeners.
Good morning, Werner. You know, the topic I'd like to discuss today and starting out is crime in the United States of America. Cops are killing villagers with impunity. And I got a call yesterday from Gwyneth. And Gwyneth is one of our instructors, and she just called in from Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you?
I am well, and you've got something on your mind that has to do with the plague. What's up?
Yes, the blue plague. You know what happened? It was last Wednesday week, okay? So, I think it's 26th or 27th of June, and I was out in my one-ton truck, and I was getting groceries, and I seceded, as I mentioned last time, and I got a private motor vehicle registration, okay? Now, what happened was I'd just left the service station. I'd had a cup of coffee at the service station, the roadhouse. I was heading into town to get groceries, and do you know something? I was going over a railway line, and I was going to make, because we drive on the left in Australia, I was going to make a right-hand turn into a particular road that would take me to the supermarket. I just crossed over the railway line, and it was a double white line, which means you're not supposed to overtake on a double white line in Australia. I don't know what the road rules are in America.
Well, it's the same thing here. We have double yellow, typically double yellow lines, which means no passing.
That's right. Anyway, I was making a right-hand turn into this side street, and a prime mover overtook me on the right as I was making a right-hand turn and T-boned me at around about 30 miles an hour and struck me square on the driver's side door. And do you know something? I was shaking for about 2 days afterwards. I really was. It really could have been the end of me. And I would say the vast majority of people who are T-boned by prime movers do not live to tell the tale.
Okay, let's describe what a prime mover is. When you say prime mover, you're talking about a tractor-trailer truck.
Tractor-trailer truck, that's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. And do you know what? I said, listen, I actually did say to the guy, because the Inglewood police hate me. I expose police corruption with them, okay? And with the Wedderburn police, that's the town that I was in, okay? The Wedderburn police and the Inglewood police are as bent as a dog's back leg. They have all sorts of corruption going and racketeering. And do you know what? I said to the truck driver, he tried to claim that I had indicated to go to the left, okay? But I hadn't actually changed lanes to go into the left at that time, okay? I had indicated to go to the right. And if anyone wants to see, there's dash cam footage on my YouTube channel, which is Gwyneth Isaacs on YouTube. You can go there and you can see the actual footage. There's a film of it in full speed. It's about a minute long. You know, that's normal time. And then I've slowed it down to pick out the details. You can see, because it was dark, it's winter here at the moment. It was about 6 p.m. at night and it was dark. You can actually see the reflection of the right-hand indicator reflected in the reflective paint on the road, in the street signs, in the cat's eyes that are running up the middle of the road, depending on, you know, how good your eyes are, because they're pretty hard to see in the YouTube image. They were really good to see in the original video, but YouTube's just like that sometimes. But you can definitely see the flashing indicator reflected in the white line in the middle of the road and in the street signs going up along into town. And I indicate to the right.
How does this relate to the plague?
Okay, well, today what happened was I was working. I work as a 1-900 psychic from home. I was at home and my dogs just began to go crazy like you wouldn't believe. And I went out and I said, something's wrong out there. I went out and my son came in and he said, Mum, there's a cop car down the front. And I said, oh, far out. What happened? They came onto my property without my consent and they were just snooping about all over the place without a warrant. And I said, get off my land. And I must have said it 30 times and they kept questioning me about this incident. I left the scene of the accident because I feared what the Inglewood police would do to me if they found me at that scene. It was not my fault. And I am very, very fortunate to be alive. And from fear of what the police would do to me, they could have arrested me, they could have put me in a cell, they could have bashed me up, raped me, anything. Okay? And they could have said, oh, it was injuries because of, you know, the fact that she was hit or whatever from her vehicle. They could have done that. They do that all the time. But they came on my property today and they kept questioning me. I wouldn't say anything. I said, I'm not saying anything to you. Get off my land. And do you know something? After about 5 minutes and after me repeating get off my land about 30 times, they eventually did leave. And as the cop was leaving and he was standing about a meter inside my fence line, he said, we're sending you a summons. That's what he said.
He wants you to appear in court.
That's absolutely disgusting. It really, truly is. I was a victim in this accident, and they are taking the word of the truck driver over my word because, you know, I've been working to expose the corruption within the Inglewood police and within the Wedderburn police, which is 30 kilometres down the road, because our farm's half, you know, sort of between the two towns.
We have had a neighbor who lived near us, and she was a single gal in her 40s. And she was exposing the county cops online. Next thing you know, she's arrested, spends 7 days in jail. Next thing you know, she's told that if she doesn't leave the county and the state that she's going to spend more time in jail. They chased her right out of the county. So what you're saying, I have a neighbor who this has happened to. And then if you look at Freddie Gray was a young black man in Baltimore. He was alleged to have a switchblade knife. He got picked up by the cops. They threw him in the back of what they call a van. Now, a van, to me, is like something that mom might take her children to school in. Well, a police van is more like a box truck with a box on the back and sharp corners, and they throw people in the back of that thing, and they handcuff them behind their back, and there's really not much, no safety. And if you're not strapped in, as this box truck goes around corners, you go bouncing around like a ping pong ball in the back. And this poor guy, Freddie Gray, ended up with a broken spinal cord, and the six cops involved, none of them has been sentenced to prison.
Yeah.
You know, and so what's happening is, in America right now, there is violence in the street, there are protests, people have absolutely had it.
We have had it here. Mm-hmm. No one likes them.
Yeah, right, right.
Everybody hates them.
We said months and months ago, and we were not calling for this, we were not asking for it, we were not suggesting anybody do this, but we said the natural outcome of what the police are doing to the villagers, that would be us, is going to result in violence by anyone in uniform. Will be considered the enemy because that's what they have made us the enemy. They have started shooting us, tasing us, killing our animals, our dogs, all with impunity. And because of that, we said that the natural outcome is obviously going to be these guys are going to be targets. And we said, so knock it off. Stop beating us up. Take that stick out of our eye because this is likely what's going to happen.
And now
there are people tweeting, here's one that I'm going to read it right now. It says, I want to kill 100 cops every time I hear stop resisting. This is what some guy tweets. These people are angry. They've had it. And these flash protests are appearing in many cities throughout the country. For example, right now, Chicago, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Falcon Heights, Minnesota, Times Square, New York City, Union Square, New York City. Gwyneth, did you have anything else that you wanted to share? We're going into a break.
No, that's fine.
Gwyneth, you
fellas all have a lovely week, won't you?
Yeah.
Try to. But call if you want to call up Englewood.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we have instructors from six countries here at USA Prepares, and they tell their stories about what happens to them. You just heard Gwyneth Isaacs from Australia. So the countries are Australia, New Brunswick, Canada, British Columbia, Canada, Guatemala, Austria, Mexico, and the United States. So your instructors come from those six countries. Werner Bach, what do you think about what's happening? Have you been following the news about the police killing people, black people, white people, with impunity? Have you heard some of these stories?
Yeah, I followed it up on the internet, and basically, it's high time that reasonable people start speaking out, no matter what side of the fence they're sitting. If they're white, if they're black, you know, we want to see that order prevails in the country and not that some hotheads, you know, basically start inflaming the situation that are already pretty volatile.
And you know, things are not right. You have veterans who have fought, like, for example, there was a veteran from World War II in Virginia. And he flew the American flag on his property. And he was fined. He was fined by his neighborhood association for flying the flag. They didn't think that was proper. I'm talking about flying the American flag. I'm not talking about flying a flag from another country here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I'm talking about flying the American flag. And, you know, you hear these outrages. Then you hear, about guys like... Bill Cosby, Bill Cosby, it's, you know, he's one woman accuses him of being drugging and raping her, and then another. That's like 20 of them, and there's more than 20 of them, and it's like, well, wait a minute, if this is happening, there's got to be some truth to this, and then he's denying it, and then he says, well, yeah, okay, I did it, and so, but it's difficult to bring him to court, and then you have, the story of Freddie Gray, and he's this young black man in Baltimore, Maryland, and he allegedly has a switchblade. He gets arrested, handcuffed, thrown in the back of the truck. They take him for a ride, and he bounces around like a ping pong ball in the back of this truck. They open up the doors, and he's dead. And he's got a broken spine, and then so you know he was alive before they put him in the truck. Then he dies, and then you find out that the police the cops are found not guilty of abuse, but yet the guy's dead. And then you wonder, is there any justice? And who are you going to call? You're going to call the people who commit these crimes to investigate these crimes? That's the problem. There's nobody to call. Then you have Hillary Clinton and her email scandal, and the FBI investigates. They have a meeting with her. She's not under oath, and there's no recording, and there's no transcript. So she gets away with that. And then you look, and then you have the governor of Virginia, who is accused of taking bribes. And then, so what happens there? Well, now it's more difficult to charge these guys with crimes and accepting bribes. That's the result. Then you look at Wall Street, and then you find these financial schemes, and these guys are getting away with looting, pillaging, raping, murder, tasing. It's all done with impunity, and the villagers are furious. And there's nobody to call. There's nobody to call. So now you have these protests. And what else are these people going to do but protest? The problem is they're protesting in the wrong place, in my opinion. They're protesting downtown. Why are they protesting downtown?
They have to protest at the ivory towers.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. If you want to kill a predator, you know, you don't shoot his tail off. You know. You don't go for his tail. You go for his head.
Now we're not talking about killing anybody. I want to make sure.
No,
that...
I mean just a metaphor.
Yes, I understand that. And what you're saying is, the cops are the people who are doing the enforcing of those who tell them what to enforce. So they get these quotas, they get these contests, and the cops are, they're told, hey, okay, you know, we want to go home safe tonight. Make sure you go home to your family. So, if anybody's going to get killed, it's got to be the other guy, not us. That's the kind of instructions that they're hearing. Maybe not in those exact words, but that's the message. And then so the police are on quotas. You want to keep your job? You got to do as well as the other guys. So more tickets, more harassment, beat up the villagers more. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. And the villagers are furious. We'll be right back.
Naturally, that comes back.
And it's coming back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Werner Bach is with us. And, Werner, let me read something that is quite startling. The website is mappingpoliceviolence.org. Mappingpoliceviolence.org. And it says, it shows a graph here, and it says unarmed, let me say it a different way, unarmed black people were killed by police at five times the rate of unarmed whites in 2015. It goes on to say, here are their key findings. Police killed at least 102 unarmed black people in 2015, nearly twice each week. Next item. Nearly one in three black people killed by police in 2015 were identified as unarmed. though the actual number is likely higher due to underreporting. Next key point. 37% of unarmed people killed by police were black in 2015, despite black people being only 13% of the U.S. population. Goes on to say, unarmed black people were killed at five times the rate of unarmed whites in 2015. Next point, only 10 of the 102 cases in 2015 were where an unarmed black person was killed by police resulted in the officers being charged with a crime. Let me say that a different way. Only 10 of the 102 cases in 2015 where an unarmed black person was killed by police resulted in officers being charged with a crime. Interesting. Interesting. So it appears to me that people are being killed by the police, and it's not necessarily just blacks. It's all of us. It just seems that more black people are getting killed by a percentage of population than whites. But people are being killed, tased, harmed, beaten, roughed up by cops. I've even heard stories of relatives of cops. This is, you know, secondhand. But, you know, relatives of cops have told me that what the police will do is they'll handcuff someone in the police station, you know, multiple-story building, and they'll take these arrested people who are handcuffed behind their back down a flight of stairs to the, you know, next floor below. And it's amazing how many of these guys fall down these concrete steps and really get banged up falling down the stairs. No, I'm sure they have elevators, but you can't fall down the elevator as easily as you can be shoved down the stairs, and that's what they do. Verna?
Just happened to be an accident, and as you know, as the saying goes, birds of a feather will stick together.
Mm-hmm. And they call that the blue glue. You know, just try to get a cop to testify against another cop. It doesn't happen. It's the blue glue.
He becomes the odd man out.
Yes. And yep.
Your guest there, Dwin, is from Australia. And a similar situation here in Canada. You know, both countries are basically came out of the colonial British Empire. And how did they rule over the last 400 years? You know, this is, it shows the pattern with intrigue and basically with corruption and so at the highest places. That's how they could keep their great empire together. And there is still an ingrained fear about, it's basically intergenerational in those countries. You know, you can fight government, you know. On your side of the border, there's still more free-spirited people. But I would say in those former colonial countries that were part of the British Empire or in some dictatorships, you know, it's not wise to speak out. And it's very unhealthy. But every so often something blows up, and this happened here about 3 years ago here in New Brunswick. One guy here in Moncton got fed up with the police, you know. And he shot four of them. They hunted him for 2 days, you know, all over the city. They had the city locked down. They had police and RCMP from other jurisdictions police in the city, you know, until this guy, Burke was his name, until he finally, gave up and got apprehended. But it was... It never were really told the reasons, but what filtered through was that he was just plain fed up about the corruption within the police and the way they were targeting certain people. And I've encountered the same thing when I was over 40 years, and they hoped that I would basically blow a gasket and they would have something against me. So They made up all kinds of stories, false accusations, dragged me to court, put me in the loony bin and everything. But I did not lose my cool, you know. And then finally, one RCMP officer, he threatened me, we get something on you, we put you to jail, you know. And hopefully the judge will put you away for good. And here comes that mental health racket, you know. If they can't make anything stick, then they use the so-called psychiatric whores for hire that come from third world countries, most of them, and they do whatever their masters tell them because they don't want to be sent back into the hellholes where they came from. This is, as I say, when you think you've got corruption on your side of the border, don't look too much for a solution here from Canada. It looks good from the outside, but it's like a rotten apple inside. When you bite into it, you will get the bitter taste of all the rottenness that's inside. And that was the reason why 41 years ago I refused to accept the Canadian citizenship. And I saw how corrupt the system was. And I said, when I see the Canadian justice system working, I will become a Canadian citizen. But now, after so many years, it does not matter to me anymore. As a member of a community, I like to do, I want to do my duty, you know, no matter what color the community is. It's basically decent people, and people, reasonable people, they have to come together and deal with the problem, because it is not a black problem, it's not a white problem, only a white problem, it's not a yellow problem, it's not a red problem, it's a problem all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Werner, let me share this with you.
Okay.
I was on the phone with one of our instructors who has spent some time in jail and in prison. And on Tuesday, we're going to be, his name is Mike Parsons.
Oh, yeah.
And you've all heard the name. And Mike Parsons is going to talk about the devices of torture on Tuesday that are used in prison and in jail. And I'm just going to give you a quick thumbnail sketch of one of these devices. Now, you think that crimes were committed in Cuba and Guantanamo Bay, you know, with waterboarding class. Well, let me tell you about this one. So if they think that you might hurt yourself, they will wrap you up in a rug. They call it a turtle suit. They will wrap you up in this thick pile rug that has these metallic strips in there. And they'll roll you up and buckle you in this thing, and you flat out can't move. Your head sticks out. Okay? The rest of you is wrapped up in this rug. Nah, that's so you don't hurt yourself. And then the metallic strips. Now, why would they have metallic strips in there? Well, that's so that they can tase you anywhere on this rug, this turtle suit. They can zap you with the taser, and it will spread the tasing throughout your whole body. You can't move. You're trapped. The only thing you can do is probably wet your pants, scream, and take shock after shock after shock. This is what happens. This is what we're dealing with. This is the other team. This is why they're referred to as the plague.
Basically, what I've seen, I had two stints in jail. First one for 4 days, the second one for 3 days. Because in court, I was holding the judge accountable, you know. And what I found out in that short stint, the jail here where I was being incarcerated in, it's basically running by the very same bunch of bastards. You know, and the ones that have still a sense of honesty left, they're too damn coward to speak out.
You know, I just did a quick, let's see, I'm just doing a really quick count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Right off the top of my head, I just rattled off 8 USA prepares instructors who were arrested. One was the chief of police. He was arrested for supporting the Constitution. Another guy, Steve Engel, he was arrested because he opened his door. Cops showed up at his door. He opened his front door around a little after midnight. Okay, he had his 45 in his hand, his left hand, holding it by the muzzle. He opens the door. Cops say, we got a 911 call. He said, not from here. So they saw the 45 in his left hand held by the muzzle, not pointed at anyone, just holding it so he could open the door. He's right-handed. So he would use his right hand to hold his 45, but when he opened the door, he transferred the 45 to his left hand. After midnight, the doorbell rings. I mean, what do you think, right? So I would be concerned. Well, they arrested him, beat him up, arrested him. Oh, hey, there's even more. Then we've got Bob Estep. We've got, of course, you. We've got Silent Night, Mike Parsons. And then we've got another Mike who comes to the meetups. And that's just the tip of the iceberg of our instructors who have been arrested. No kidding, class. And did they commit any crimes? No, absolutely not. One guy was in prison for 15 years, Jeffrey Deskovic. Rape and murder. He didn't do it. He won a $46 million award, but they stole the best years of his life.
Yep.
He was a teenager in high school. We'll be right back. Werner Box with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Last day you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, it's not just here. You've just heard Werner Bach talk about the problems in New Brunswick, Canada. You heard Gwyneth talk about the problems in Australia. Front page headlines of the New York Post right now. Civil war. Four cops killed at anti-police protest. It's not four, it's five. But that's the headlines of the New York Post right now. If you look at dailymail.co.uk, police kill sniper after 12 cops were shot and five killed during furious nationwide protests over U.S. police shooting of two black men. And then you find out that Philando Castile's mother reveals not one official has reached out to her in the 2 days since his death, and she hasn't been allowed to see his body. That's the mother of the young man executed, murdered by the police. It's unbelievable what's happening by the police across this country. And they're saying it's racism. I don't know if it's racism, but I know people are getting killed by the police. Werner?
We have to stay reasonable, document, and try to find out among the members of the police forces that are still reasonable people and appeal to their conscience that they finally start speaking out. But this has been a long time in the making. In 1976, one year after my trouble started out, I went to see the chief of the New Brunswick RCMP, Christensen. And I told him about the misdeeds of the officers under his command. And he looked at me kind of sorrowful, and he said, you know, in every basket there are some rotten apples. And I replied, and when you leave the rotten apples too long in the basket, then pretty soon your whole basket will be rotten. And he did not reply anything on it, but I could see on his eyes, you know, that he got the message.
And Werner, that's your description, your analogy is exactly correct. And that's one of the problems that people have with the police today, because there may be some good ones. And I'm looking for proof of that. I'm looking for proof of that, firsthand proof. And what I want to see is the police who are good. I would like to see them rout out the ones who are bad and get them out of the police force. Rout them out. Rat them out. Get them prosecuted for violating their oath of office and breaching the public trust against we the villagers. You know, Werner, yesterday I had to do a rerun because my surgeon's office called and they wanted to see me and check me out and make sure I was okay. And so I had to do a rerun of yesterday's broadcast. So I was in Springfield, Missouri, and on the way back, Mrs. Finelli and I were in a truck, and it was a multiple lane road, and there pulled over was a motorcycle. I thought, wow, I see these blue and red and white lights, but why is he pulled over? And then as we passed, we could see a plain clothes policeman in a plain police car, not indicating that it was a police car, and the policeman had a light-colored shirt and a tie on. So now these cops are sitting looking like they are business executives dressed with, shirt and tie on, and they're cops. What are they doing hiding, sniping, and why did this guy pull over a motorcycle? Why? In a dangerous location. This is nuts. They're looking for problems. And they're putting the rest of us in danger. I don't like it.
If they don't find problems, they create problems. But you mentioned...
Absolutely.
You mentioned...
Absolutely. And we've heard the story of cops planting drugs, cops planting evidence. Why? Why? Because they're in ticket quotas and ticket contests and arrest contests. Knock it off. Take that stick out of our eye, because it can only get worse, because the villagers outnumber the government employees. And the villagers are getting furious, and we do not want this to escalate. Werner Bach, I'm sorry for losing my temper behind the microphone today, but it's out of control.
Vincent, it is time that many people lose their temper and start speaking out instead of holding back. But I don't advocate using any guns and start shooting.
How many of you want
to? I agree.
Dig up bugs, Burnerthing, worms, and raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.